Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 8:22 and it's Friday, which means it's time to check in with Hancock and Kelly. Good morning, Michael Kelly.
Good morning.
And John Hancock.
Hey there.
It's been another interesting week. I'm going to start with you, John.
Okay.
The latest polls have showed that Kamala Harris has not lost her momentum this week, and the polls have tightened up. She's leading in some dead heat in some of the battleground states. And according to reports, Trump's people would like him to focus on issues, and yet he is not doing that, making all kinds of remarks about how she just turned black and saying that world leaders will treat Harris like a play toy. Anyway, what's your take on how that's going to pan out?
Well, it's not good right now if you like Donald Trump. The race, this is pretty much where this race should be. Because it's an evenly divided country. And so now it tightened up a lot more quickly than I expected, but it has certainly tightened up. And I think one of the bigger challenges that the Trump campaign has in front of it right now is that they benefited greatly from the fact that Joe Biden's unfavorable ratings were so high. And you had this group of people called double haters that didn't like either one of them. And Trump was doing pretty well with that group of voters in a head-to-head against Joe Biden. Well, As a group, the number of double hater voters now that Harris is the nominee has shrunk. And so Trump, he's got to find a way to get to move over and grab some of the independent votes in the key states. And a lot of time to go yet, but it's a very tight race.
To me, it's interesting that President Trump, almost since the assassination a couple of days afterwards, has not won the media cycle. The media has totally been focused on either President Biden or then what happened with Kamala Harris and then now most recently this Russian stuff. And to watch the former president continue to flounder in trying to find a way to garner attention, he's going back and reminding us all of who he is with the behavior at the National Association of Black Journalists. Or even yesterday when we had such a great day when Americans were being released, there was not even an acknowledgement that that was a positive day for the families or for America. It was immediately Donald Trump poo-pooing it and making it all about himself. I don't see this strategy working for Donald Trump. I saw Donna Brazile say earlier this morning that shock jock politics is no longer shocking. And people are starting to see through Donald Trump. And as a result, he's not winning media cycles.
Well, to be fair, though, Kamala Harris came out and called both of them weird, both meaning J.D. Vance and Donald Trump. And then Trump says he's not weird. She's weird. When are we going to get to an issue? Can we find a way to talk? Because you talked about this last week, John. You said it's a bad strategy to skip over the issues in this campaign.
Well, yeah, find me a campaign anywhere in the country that's talking about issues. you don't see it very often. And, you know, looking at these primary races we've got here in Missouri, and, you know, on the policy, there's hardly any difference between the candidates that are running for all the high office, governor, attorney general. And I think if we're expectantly awaiting a substantive debate about policy between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, I think we're probably out of luck.
I think you're going to get a policy-filled Democratic convention. I think the Democrats do want to try to focus on policy. And part of that being the contrast is the other guy doesn't know policy and will continue to make it about himself. But I would suggest to you that most of what comes out of the Harris campaign between now and November is tested, is exactly the message that they want her to be putting out, probably down to the word. On the counter, on the other side, it's Donald Trump flying by the seat of his pants. So we're going to get to find out if method politics or knee-jerk politics will win the day here.
As much as we say they should talk about issues, though, in all honesty, most people don't pay attention to the issues.
That's
they
a shame.
Have short attention spans, yep. And they only glom onto weird and stuff like that.
You're so right, Debbie. It amazes me all the time. We do this for a living. We put TV ads together. When people come up to me and bring up the most obscure thing from TV ads about somebody, and you're just like, really? That's what you've taken away from this entire race that's talking about jobs in Missouri? You know, it's just some really weird thing.
Politics has become another form of entertainment for an awful lot of people.
Well, we have to go, but I'm sure, will you be talking at all about possible vice presidential picks?
We're going to get into it all today, Missouri. We're doing an election preview this day.
I don't like to talk, of course, but my predictions this cycle have been pretty much spot
cut
on.
Cut his microphone.
Pretty good.
That is John Hancock along with Michael Kelly. They'll be on after news at the bottom of the hour.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.